You don't hear?
No.
Was it over the last week?
Yeah, very good.
Very good. And it's very good. Because to say sure, we have to wait for you. As a matter of fact, in the Torah has been interested only in the story of the Bnei Yisrael and the development of Golus Mitzrayim, how it happened. And the Torah traced this story quite carefully with Joseph and the ending which he generated by exhibiting the magical charity in the physics of the other one. In the other one, I believe.
Sorry, yeah.
All right. I thought that you are asleep. All right, so the Torah could have finished Vayigash. Vayigash, take off the promotion, without the promotion. Vayigash, what was the last verse? Vayishiv Yisroel Beret Mitzrayim Beret Negation Vayiochal Zubo Vayifu Vayir Bumei. In other words, this is the story how the Jews came to Mitzrayim, and the prayer gives us one possibility, one sentence. How the Jews, their experiment was very successful, and the Jew multiplied and became stronger and stronger economically in every era, in every undertaking. The Jew was prominently known, it was known, and it was very successful. Now what should the Torah said right away after that? Forgetting about Vayechi, or since the Ramban says that when he made Israel about the symbol of Mitzrayim, as Yaakov issued this symbol, is because it is due to the fact that the Torah has interrupted the story of the immigrants in Israel and began to tell the story of Yaakov's last years. And you see Yaakov's Leviath, Yaakov's funeral, burial, Yaakov's Savor, but all that was unnecessary. We could have gotten along in another. Right after Vayigash, Vayokam Melachon Vayir, Yaakov Yaichi, Yaakov Eretz Kanaan, would have been no need even to mention the Shvotim, the names of the Shvotim. Because we mentioned it about the measurement. In the Torah, they are mentioned already in Vayigash. So why repeat? So the Ramban says, because he interrupted the continuity. Why did he interrupt the continuity? It means by recording the death of Jacob, of Yaakov. By seeing Yaakov and Yaakov's right. So the Torah picked up the scene by repeating the scene of the story of immigration, by repeating a couple of sentences as to the last, the sum total of what happened to the event which happened. But actually, the Torah had not reported about Mechi Yaakov Eretz Kanaan. They would not report. Yaakov died in Israel. So So the Torah is from what would have been in need. I mean, to repeat the Philip Sukkot. So the question arises, the Ramban is right. But the question arises, and it's a very important question. Do why did the Torah enter us? Vayechi is the story of whom? Basically, the story of Vayechi is the story of Yaakov. With Yosef, Yosef comes in. But the story of Yaakov, Yaakov 17 years of exile. And there, and that the Torah, I mean, a brilliant, I mean, it's a very short story, but apparently, basic passions, if I see, is the Torah could not get along with that. And the Torah had to tell us the story of the field. In order, I mean, to explain something to us, which is a great importance. What was missing in the Torah? What would have been missing in the Torah if the Torah had not told us the story of Vayechi, but finishing the story of the Yiddish, that the authors were when they struck root in Mitzrayim, the Torah would have started to write, the Yiddish made the Yisrael, the Yotam al HaKodesh on Mitzrayim, the Yiddish Mitzrayim, the Yiddish Yisrael, the Yiddish Yisrael, the Yiddish Yisrael. What would have been missing? Apparently it's very important to know the stories which the Torah is recorded in Vayechi, in order to understand the goals of the Jews in its own. Secondly, basic truth, basic tenets, basic verities about Knesset Yisrael and its relationship to Yaakov Israel come to expression in Vayechi. I don't know how much I'll be able to cover today, tonight, but I would like to know what are they. Okay. The Torah interrupted the narrative? The Torah interrupted the narrative. The narrative is concerned, was concerned with one motif. This is one thing, namely, the immigration of the people, the 70 members of the household, of Jacob's household to Mitzvah. And for that, the Torah laid out the plan of Mitzvah Yosef, the strategic plan, and finally the objective was achieved, and the Yaakov was any immigrant from the tribe. Yes. Then tell what happened to the Bnei Yaakov. No, the Torah wanted to know, to tell us a story about Jacob, very moving story. And apparently Jacob is his royal servant. Jacob is more than any other as, than any other patriarch, the representative, the image of the people. My son is similar to woman, but the outstanding representative of the people, whose image reflects the very essence of the people, whose father he was. As a matter of fact, the people are called his soil. People are not called as wrong, don't they? When you say Abraham, you mean individual. When you say Yitzhak, you mean individual. When you say Israel or Yaakov, it's not always individual. On the contrary, in many cases outside of Kumesh, Israel is a collective name, I mean, related to whom? To the people as such, to the people, to the nation. I'm Israel, sir. To the nation. It is apparently very important to know what kind of a nation who the customers were, who Matanish brothers were after taking his partners. So it was a strange partnership. Matanish brothers chose, I mean, each of them, they did not come to Matanish brothers and ask for that he should sign a covenant with them. Matanish brothers, they knew this of Tavron, they knew this of Yaakov. So apparently it's very important. I don't know whether I can cover them, certainly not. But first of all, Allah is telling you what is there in Vayechi, which is important to us in the sense of Allah. Not Rush, not Shavash, nothing. Just plain Allah, which is the same point from the viewpoint are creditable? What is it? What?
Shiva.
What? Shiva. Shiva. Because we know there is a group of Hashem, like a large group of Hashem. There is a very large group of Hashem. We have an opinion that all 7 days that are there are in the Torah. It's not in the Rabbani. No, there is the beginning of that meaning. Shooters that are status, the beginning of Hydra and all that. We have the opinion that it is not only the Mishnah is in the Rabbani, but Shiva Sayyamin is in the Rabbani. Where's the mocker, where the source for 7 days in the Rabbani? So what was the answer which the Rambam and the Rabbalfes? So that is the Yerushalayim. Ezo Shivas Yamim is the source of our Lofet. It's mentioned in Yerushalayim. However, what was the answer that the Rambam gave and the Rabbalfes gave? Rabbalfes replied, Nitna Tera and Yishchat Shara to rule that before Matan Tera the others used to observe a village consisting of 7 days, but Rahamatan Tera is the new Tera and the Alokhara. And the 7 days are when Bible and Merit are neither significant, nor there are no 7 days, neither I say, the Tera is not some of them. Nation, the Sinai, the Derise, is only there as one day of rest. In the Chautayim, but not 7 days of rest. I would like to ask something which I don't know, I have not come across a Chayim or a Mechabrim who raised this question, but the question is so simple that everybody, or even I would say, a Talmud is a child in a day school, and a Chayim should ask this question. What is the question? And after a certain time, I'm afraid somebody is asking, I don't know. So perhaps, alright, I'll be grateful for that, too. Perhaps you may read the story of Bayat, where is the English story? Just you take the context. The funeral consisted not only of the Jews, they of course they joined, but of Muslims as well, the highest aristocracy. So it means we are now included not only Jews, not only the Shiva Nefesh, Shiyod and Yant in the time, there are more than Shiva, they multiply. So it means that Shiva is obligated on the Mineas, though. So we ask you only, if it was our Pidina Tera, it would have, should have been limited to Yosef, his brothers, and they had children, and that's all. But the Torah says, Vayatz Kuron is able, Shivas Yomim. I mean, prima facie, it is a non-inclusive sentence. It's Vayatz Kuron is able. Who participated in the Torah? Who? Donald. Right? The Sheikh of Mitzrayim. Es sollte Omer mit frei. Da ja nicht, wo er sagt, Name ist so Omer, weil ja nur ist eh Omer. Egel, Shivas Yomin, weil ja nicht, wo er sagt, Name ist so Egel, und der Gehren Otto, weil jener Egel kommt dann mit frei. Und in dieser Garte, der Egel, der Postel sagt, bevor, Shivas Yomin. Since the Yeshiva Horetz made a mistake, and he thought that the Rebbe is not a Jewish, Jewish procession at all. But what? But the Egyptians apparently, at the Rebbe's Lord in Abel, Shiva Siyomi, refer is in the Jews, not only Yosef and his brother and his descendants, his children, but on Mitzrayim, the vice president of Mitzrayim, the chairman, the speaker of the house, all of them, to maintain that they should call them to come to their shiva, because they took too much. And they were simply, the interesting is that the Ram says that the Mishnah is only in the day in which one is obligated, Achmala and Islam, to mourn the passage of his physicality, which she was trying. The question of the Mishnah is not a Ramah, if you want to check. The question of the Mishnah is not a Ramah, but he asked the Holy Lady of Shiva Siyami, and apparently the Mishnah is Shiva Siyami, so not the Mishnah when it's Chad Shalom. It's a good one. The Torah in Shmini is the Chalti Chatos, it's referred to the one day on the Eid, so apparently the Tanim is less on the one day. Here it has last 7 days, so the Ram Mitna Torah is Chat Shabbat. To go before Matna Torah, the Jews observed 7 days, but the Torah came to abandon the institution of Shiva, and instead I'm introduced to another institution, namely what? Moshe Rabbeinu, suddenly you remind yourself that Moshe introduced this to you. Moshe not to be a ruler, but Moshe is a Tera Sanhedrin. Moshe is a Chachmei Yisrael. Not to be a ruler, but Moshe didn't introduce you, but he was not told by the Yisrael. Moshe, teaching them, he is Yisrael, Shiva Simei Abeles, and Shiva Simei Amishnah. But the Ram in general, by association, he was writing about Abeles, so that he mentioned Meshe to give him his story. Shiva Sumi Amishte, Shiva Sumi Abeles, Shiva Sumi Amishte, Shiva Sumi Amishte, and Shiva Sumi Abeles. It was by coincidence. Why do you mention Meshe? No, I'm not interested in telling you who you actually introduced to legislate about Rochet after 7 days. Whoever did, I may have a thought to do it, and that's all goodbye. No, the Ram is spacious. When he's Mr. Kayak and he argues, which was the game in Academy, so he says, Mation, so you're shown, what is actually the connection there, so it's a link between Shiva Sibir and Shiva Sibir. What is the link actually? In terms of this is 77, makes no sense. Because apparently, in coming wind, the coming denominator, the Shiva Simei Abeles and Shiva Simei Mishnah. I would like to know what it is. What is this coming denominator? Interestingly, it's something else. I mean, I believe that the Abeles should be known to all of you. Because they are. Which way to which I said in the years, 30 years ago, Sehr theoretisch. Die Reise ist hier, sehr dünn, sehr theoretisch. Sehr theoretisch. You read another, huh?
Here.
What did you say?
Here.
Here? Just a minute. Yeah. There is a Rambam in Hilchos Bi'as. Very strange one. In a word, the Rambam city is a shiva, you may have very strange, not playing no role. The institution of shiva itself is our only institution with the very coming. With the very, not with the very, with the very. Well, this is the Rambam. He was polemic with the day. Yes. So a novel or a Venus with the Rice is done less only one day. However, a Venus with a Rabbanu less, how long? 7 days. So you think the Rambam is good with Venus? Does anybody have a Rambam with Venus?
Havel Enu Mishalech Kabanosav Kol Shiva Afilu Yayin Aleichim Elevonu Vachem Mishal Enu Mishalech Kabanosav Kol Manchin Aroi Labi Alamachana Enu Roi Lakrova.
The Ram says that a novel cannot send its form to this image. In other words, a novel is not a Benak Kabo. It cannot be a Benak form. This Avil is upon the Ram, how long, 70? I mean, if I had been asked, and I wouldn't have known the Rambam in this village, I would know only the Rambam in Yosef Solo. I say, although in Meshaleach Kabbalah, is not a Balaam, he is not a Meshaleach Kabbalah. Even if he will not enter the Meshaleach Kabbalah, he cannot send the Torah. For how long? What would you say? How long? For one day? For the second day you can send the form? Why did you send the second day form? Because there's not a novel anymore. But what is the Rambam saying is it's
Kosher
similar email. So the question is a simple one. But anyway, Rabbeinu, tell us. Is it one day is a novel or 7 days? This is one day of Nobu, why did you pass it? Why did you decide that you have no way in Mishabayah to have one exposure or also? It is 7 days or never. Why shouldn't you observe 7 days in the future? No. Yes, no problem. Now, are you speak? Yeah. So was it not? Apparently, at the Rambam, when the Rambam speaks, may I plagiarize myself? When the Rambam speaks, it's good. When the Rambam speaks in Pirei Kalev and states without any doubt on his part, the thesis that Avodah consists of one day only, so Pirei Kalev never saw one of Allah. So the Rambam speaks about what all? So what difference is there? The Rambam speaks about the observance of Israel. Israel, correct. Observance of Israel. Shitze, Shtie, Yonza Sando, Talmud Tere, Yisere, and et cetera. That's the Rambam says. A novel is not supposed to be put the shoes with the races, only more than longer than with than the day. And there is no new Avelis. The Isur Avelis are not binding on the second day, but the Teresa is limited to the first day. That's all. In the Bias Migos, where does the Rambam speak about it? It is not the Bias Migos, where does the Rambam speak about it? But the Shitze, Shtie, there is a Sangro. How do you mean this? About Kobones. Kobones is a Yisrael in Avelis. The Shitze is a Yisrael in Avelis. Talmud Torah is a Yisrael in Avelis. Etc. Yes, a Sangro is a Yisrael in Avelis. Simchas Mereus is a Yisrael in Avelis. And so forth. Yisurin is only wanted. But Shiluach Tavonos is not among, not to be found, not to be found among, among Yisurin. The Ram Yisurin has only 11 or 10, how many? 11. This Allah informed that Anobos cannot, Anobos that God Rehavarez cannot be a Balakom. To be a Balakom, to send a call to this Anobos. At the same time, be a Balakom, a God Rehavarez, a mutually exist. If you bring a call, it comes to Akavish Gorb, mutually stubbornness to Hashem, the God is Anobos. This is excluded. It's not because our oven is just of the Kabbalah. An oven is not also the Kabbalah. It's not forbidden. But simply, he cannot become a Baal at all. And a Shaliyah Kabbalah. Because Kabbalah is not really a Tatarizas. In other words, the Rambam Pesachim, that as long as we talk about the Surah Yovel, so our village is limited to what period we should. To run the finish. The very moment we speak about the Gavre, not the you observe the Gavre within himself is a novel. So as I told you many times that Averis is a Kim Shabbat. All right, we have a list of his Surah, but only Surah, only Surah express one idea, one experience, memory. See, Averis managed depression to be subdued. And so forth to be said, and to try, I mean, I know Rahman al-Islam. A very simple emotion, a very heroic emotional attribute against its emotional background. This is the key to the learning of it. Is a Gavre who is supposed to be a novel, Beware, not the magical condition, but Beware. Maybe as a person, you should feel aware, should experience awareness. Is this a Tatarus as a Gavre, a novel, awareness is an attribute of the person. Lasts how long? 7 days. It means there are, Benes is a contour around the two concepts as a concept of awareness. Gavre, a novel. The Gavre is a novel. There's nothing to do with the Surah. But the, for instance, the Gemara asked, Yom Tev, the Gemara says, Yom Tev, there's no Averes. Why is there no Averes on Yom Tev? Because Ose, Efe, the Raise, the Samachto Bechagecho, Efe, the Rabbi, excuse me, the Dochi, Efe, the Yochi. The Eidel Yochi, that's it. That's it. That's what the Gemara says. Well, I will ask you more simple question. Is there a mitzvah to take off the shoes on Yom Tov? Of course I wouldn't think much of a person would have run around with stockings in the stocks and there on the morning when it's supposed to be a shoe. I think I thought it was an abortion at the soil, but but is there a mitzvah? There's no mitzvah? What kind of a mitzvah is there? Is there a mitzvah to sit on the floor on Yom Tov? One can sleep on the floor. No? Is there an Issa not to wash one's face on the altar? There's no Issa. So why does the Gemara say, as the altar and Averis don't reconcile, cannot be reconciled? As the Averis, the Yonte, Averis, the Yonte, is the Essay of the Yonte, the Samachta, the Chagiecho, over those Averis. What does the Gemara say? What's the answer? It's not that the practice of the Simchas Yom Tov and practice in Averis cannot theoretically be visualized. No, it isn't true. Right. It's correct. I could visualize that a Jew who is behind the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov walked around without shoes, not without washing his face. And even to carry this, to wear the tree is there in front of me. I can know. But together, they have to express what? All they saw together, what do they have to express? A Gavre, a novel. The experience of it. And this is impossible, young. Young is not very, but it is. The same, and what shall I say, a scrub in Avodah Zarah. It does not depend upon me, Rabbi, but it depends upon Avodah Shebelev. Shebelev within the personality. Emotionally, he cannot do both. But either the yin is one of Avodah, or the yin is one of
Avodah.
To have a yin, to be counted, to be counted in the race, in the senses, among the Yisurah. At the same time, count the days that they are fiyonted. This is nonsense. This is not logical, this is plain nonsense. That's what the Gemara said, as a very Shevarev, as Yom Simcha Yisdeche, what? We have two concepts. Averis, the Isurei Averis, or Niyug Averis. We have also a concept of what? Davrach Averis. Davrach Averis, Niyug Averis, less hours. One day, the Lama said, the Enes, Aminus. The Davrach is the Enes, only one day. At night, after Shkis Ham, it's not an Enes in the Reich. It's enough. But Averis, less.
The
Avodah depends what kind of race. The Isur Avodah is one day. But the Davre Anovu is 7 days with the race. The 7 days with the race. That's why the Rambam Tafkus has Rashidze, Shtiye, Rashidze, or the Kibbutz, Yosef Sanzo, Talmutere, and so forth, so forth, so on. It is left to one day, leave the Avodah to one day. But over in the Shariah Kabbalah, it is like Yomtev. It is pressed, how long does it last?
Kosher.
Yomtev is also kosher. And anything, not only Thursday, but etc. This is why the Rambam discriminates between Davre Havarez and Isur Havarez. This is Davre. And as far as the Isur Averis are concerned, is the rest with Din Teret, the rest how long? Yeah, no, Isur Averis. But I mean not Isur Averis. The state of Averis. The state of Matzavua of Averis. Shira Sera. No spirit. And that's why Yasle always able Shiva Sami. Does that mean Isur Averis? What does the Shiv? And I told you that Isur Averis is practiced Isur Averis. How do you want to practice Isur Averis? By behaving in accordance and compliance with this 7-11 Isur, which is the Gemara listed, mentioned in numerous problems. How is not need Avodah, but there is Avodah Shebelev, the experience of Avodah. How is it? How do you practice this? The Isur Avodah to practice simply by doing it, by knowing from the Lord. The more Shleisha Lepri has a list. 3 days for dry, Shiva, Hester, Shiva, and Shleisha, and I have a lovely email with days. This would mean, when you say, I only need a phrase, and after you have days, say the Shogunor and the Rambam. You shouldn't know, if I don't know. You should come to stop. You know that? You understand? What is the Shur Shiva actually? We have now two Shiuris, two standards by which you measure Averis. The Shur Averis you measure by what? By one day. Less than one day. The Gavra Averis, Averis is the experience. Averis Shebelev is 7 days. Well, could you explain to me why is it such a big difference? was introduced in the concept of Avelis. Apparently like that, that the Tere has as the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Leam Yisrael, Shiva Semeya Mishneh, Shiva Semeya Avelis. The Rambam says. Since the Torah mentions Bayas Lohavi, Eidah, Shiva, Shlomit, let us say Mishnah Torah in Yishat Shalom. Let us assume that the Torah mentions Bayas Lohavi, Eidah, Shiva, Shlomit, who was it? Yes, it's a Tzadik. So it has meaning apparently. It has meaning. Mishnah Torah in Yishat Shalom. Alright, Ram Lohavi, the Torah in Yishat Shalom. But why did the Torah say before that Lohavi in Yishat Shalom? Why did the Torah say that Avelis is Shiva Yomim Shiva Yomim? Who said it? Not Lobo, not Esau. Yehu said it. So that apparently there is some meaning. All right, Mitnoter is Pat Shaloch, the Shiva Yomim are not binding. The 7 day period is not binding. Binding is only for the first. But not more than 1 day. But if the Torah mentions it, and now I'll ask another part, another question. What is actually the Shiva Semeya Mishneh? Meshe Rabbeinu Tikkun. But there are some, Meshe Rabbeinu Tikkun. He mentioned the solution. Malay Shibu Azay, so it was not a machine. The one who mentioned it was not a Bekavi Dikari. Apparently that Shiva Semeya Mishneh has some meaningfulness, some significance. Never mind the woman. He gets it right. But this is the last mission. Yishat Shalom. Now you don't have to celebrate Shiva Semeya Mishneh. I like it. The fact that you give a reception to each boy who gets married to each other is kind of a shiva. It's very nice. It's a real chesed. It's a real chesed. But the question is, who is the one who mentioned it? The first one. Was there a level of Malish and Malish? So apparently there's meaning there. There's meaning there. There's a purpose. And what does the Shiva Yamin in Averes and the Shiva Yamin in Simchas Pasrek Aleph? What do they represent? What do they represent? Meaning in Averes, certainly not, because there is no meaning. The Emes, Simchas Chosin Vikale, and Shiva Simchas Averes as something in common. In general, in the motivation, in the emotional motivation, that makes, it causes the person, it causes the person to cry, and then Rahman will turn someone in his family to cry, and makes it and generates also a desire for joy, for rejoicing, for joyful, dancing, and singing, and one gets married. Because marriage and Avelis and death, the experience of marriage and the experience of death is one. When one is confronted, one of the time, sooner or later, everybody is confronted with that. And also, I mean, the Shiva Semeya Mishneh, 7 days rejoicing, singing and dancing, casting off all our obligations and responsibilities and all the results of the prophet. Both Avelis and the excesses, sometimes completely ridiculous, nonsensical joy which we experience in that time of a husband, the time of marriage, is just an expression of one great tragic experience of loneliness. If men hadn't been lonely, if men hadn't been a mortal being but an immortal being, he would not know the person, because there would be a little bit that I need to know, and he would not rejoice so much at the marriage. Because the men's desire to marry somebody else, they pay all this thing. They pay the issue of the body, the SLA is a thing. It's our body. Our body is actually our body is the greatest affair, is the greatest tragedy. In order to feel that men should be, that men should understand and not completely be, and not be completely overwhelmed by what has happened to you, or what by the event to you, which you couldn't change. In order that men, is necessary in a village morning, because in morning we want to find peace of mind. I understood the significance of Shiva, the significance of a village, when I had to sit out to observe a village from my father for the first time. I realized it's not a village. It's a cathartic, cleansing experience. If Chazal hadn't introduced this experience, the Torah hadn't told us about this experience, 1 day, 7 days, we should have introduced this experience ourselves. People don't understand what Yusuf Abedin means to them. You don't understand. That's why the Torah imposed upon them. Yochanan Agoy is particularly almost cruel. I mean, the emotional state of the loneliness, of the vacuum which was created by death, is very cruel, is excruciating. In order to find himself, and the Torah said, let him observe a village. And the same on the other hand, that's why men wants to join someone else. Because men is mortal, men is lonely. So the Torah said, you have to enjoy this. Even though the joy at marriage is an illusion. Noah has out telling the story in Brochus. There was a wedding by Amunah's son, not the only one. And because they are abundant, the mitzvahs, and they are abundant, they are overjoyed, not joy, rejoice, but overjoyed. So he sent the tune, Elon the mitzvah, Elon the mitzvah, vow to us that we are mortal, vow to us we are mortal. Oh, he took the glass and drank it, broke it. What is it manifest? People should not forget themselves in joy, and people should not forget themselves in a time of tragedy and distress. People should not. Because we are entitled to a certain measure of joy at the end of the life, like marriage. We are entitled to a certain measure of ability, of mourning, grief, and sadness. We are not like this. We even prefer like all this idea of sermon, that men should send us about these problems. We see that many of them try to join many. would have to serve the Lord. You see, already when you reach the maximum border, the border, why could I say? This is if you reach a certain level of emotional excitement, so you should stop. The Rambam says, the Rambam is the paraphrase of the Gemara, but the Rambam says this way. The paraphrase of the Gemara. כל המסבו על הנב פוחס מייסה מדי על זה שיט הטיפה שלו שאני מסבו על שאני מסבו על זה לא יכול להיות כל זה לא עושה כולי שלו לא נענע מה אתה עושה את זה? זה נחודד שלו וכל המסבו על הנחודד שלו על זה טיפה שלו על זה
טיפה שלו אל יקשה אדם על מסו יוסי מדי שנאמר על פסקו למסו על תנודו לו כלומר יוסי מדי שזהו מנהגו של עולם ומצייר עצמו יוסי על מנהגו של עולם הרי זה טיפש
זה לא צ'יינג'ו זה לא יכול להתראית איתי 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 זה לא יכול להתראית איתי
כל מי שאין לו מסבל
הרזור
כל שאין לו מסבל כמו שציבו חכם הרי זה אחרי
זה לא I could never understand that when Robert Kennedy was murdered by the Arab slave, and the mother was told about it. So she went to get some trigger to prepare a dress for the morning service to take place. This is what Ramyan Azorit. This is exactly it. If you want an example, this is the best example. How is it possible for a woman who lost a daughter or lost two sons? One son was drowned in the English Shekhana, etc. She lost a few. And still think in terms of fashion about the dress you will wear and the service in the church. So it's so wrong. It is, but however, this is mother morality. So it is so. On the other hand, to move in the opposite direction and do the opposite thing, namely to exaggerate in mourning and to act like crazy men. I mean, and now you see what you call my yourself. I didn't know the name. So how do I remember learning? Because I make a reference memory. I know what I mean. I'm telling you. Did you see what mother in America cared about? That's what it says. They are in a way wanted us to react in times of distress as well as in times of excitement and ecstasy, rapture. Logically, in accordance with certain rules that they are standard that they are formulated. And this is the Shiva Samyam of Naover and the Shiva Samyam Nuner Mishnas. One Shiva Samyam, you can express emotions if you are tense because you are emotionally upset or excited, on the contrary, emotionally happy. But you cannot do it continually. And say, I'll mourn 25 days, you know. 25 days. And it's not Shreshim, on the contrary, 50 days. It comes already under the old days, from the Sabbath of Jewish Elam, I just did it. On the other hand, I cannot say, I'll rejoice by seven multiplied by seven. Lord, doesn't come in, he doesn't say, I don't know what the Lord has snapped there. No, you cannot say it. It's the same issue, I mean. Particularly you saw Shiva Simea Miriam, taking Shiva Simea Miriam. It's one idea. The idea is the experiences should express themselves, emotional experiences. At the same time, we shouldn't limit them. We should limit them, not to cross the boundaries. Boundaries separating is pure from real enjoyment or from real despair. Sometimes it will become stress. How long should it take? What is the boundary like? And this is that in the eyes. Lachashiva, for instance, if Lachashiva, if he should continue with as far as I'm concerned, continue and cultivate the experience and promote it. So then I violate. The Takonis Meisha Rabbeinu, only Shiva Sam. Meisha said Shiva means Shiva not less, and Shiva means not more. And this is the same, this applies to this Issa. Applies to the Chosin Tachas Fokase, and Meisha Meisha Mutlef on it. This is the same. That's what the Rambam said. It is correct, Rambam. Observance of Yisurim. It means by which you express what you express. Your state of mind is Shiva. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that all Shiva Yomim should be used that way. It is like that. As long as you are capable of expressing, manifesting your state of mind through what? Your state of mind, your experience, it is considered a akir midrash. It's no chayyim midrash. But a akir. Who wants Shiva Yomim come to man, this is not a virus anymore. A virus would be expressed in you, but it's still a virus as an experience. But there is no problem. Because the Shiva Shemim is a Shurum. Up to seven you are obligated to observe. Beyond seven there is no observance. Because beyond seven people do not manifest. They are quieter and do not manifest their inner feelings. Through words or also physical activity, also emotional reaction. This is after seven. Within seven, you are obligated only to. You are obligated to what? In the new Rabbis. But at the same time, the Rabbis is still a Gavan of. But the Rabbis, a very Shebelev, is still traversed until seven and then goes up. this is basically the Shittus HaRambam. It's very important because this is a Yesod how Yahadus relates it, I mean, considers the emotional life, the problem of emotional experience of Adelisa, of sadness and grief at the same time, of joy like home. Is it the beginning of Akadmeni in my life? So this parasha is the parasha of Yesef is one of one. Of Avelis. But Avelis is here not just limited to the experience of Avelis alone, but Avelis, it applies to sins as well. It means when you have cause for emotional excitement, or you have cause for emotional despair, how much do you have to express? How long should you observe it, or express yourself, or manifest yourself? This is Allah that enables Shiva Siyamin, which applies to Shiva on the one hand, and to Shiva Siyamin Mishnah. That's why the Rambam quoted Shiva Siyamin Mishnah. As far as the Chumash is concerned, this is just I try to explain to you what it means. Yeah, if you go on, Vayal Yesef Lidgar Asari, Vayal Yipek Olav Befari, Zikne Vesei, Bechel Zikne Eretz Mitzroi. Pay attention, please, carefully. Vayal Yesef Lidgar Asari, Vayal Yipek Olav Befari, Olav Befari, Zikne Vesei, Bechel Zikne Eretz Mitzroi. The same base Yesef, the Echov, who the Sonic, Raktakom, the Tenam, who the Koram, all the other Tesha. Very strange, he said, Payam, we need to call out the Kare, Zip Nevesev, the Hell Zip Nevesev, the Hell Zip Nevesev. And then he says, by the Hell Zip Yesef, the Echov, the Sonic, they all went with Yesef. It should have been different. Payam, we need to bring by the Sonic, Payam, we need to call out the Mitzrayim, Very strange. The answer is that the Torah speaks of two, so to say, minerals. Of two different groups. The first is the Yahweh Yesu Vigibra Tzavit. And let me read straight. The Chel Beis Yesu Vecho, Uvei Tzavit, Rastatam Vecenam Uvkomam, Ozu Beret Vesha, ויהו אימי, גם דרך אדם בראשי, ויהיה מחנה כובד מאי. It starts with what? With the availing, which availing? Yesef and his brother. And then he tells right away, he tells us that the Avdi Farah joined them, it was a separate funeral mass. ויהו אימי תפל אב מצרים. Then he comes back to Yesif to the original because we are not interested in Pharaoh's reaction to Yesif's death. Vayal imi gam rechev gam poroshim, vayi amach nekovet mei. Vayal imi gam rechev gam poroshim, this is imi with Yesif. Vayi amach nekovet mei midot, vayoveyu adgir en oto, asha beber hayade, vayi sidu shom nishpit godo nekovet mei. Who did it? Not both. Did you judge the Al-Dimitzray? Because you have it ביסור, עם פרטרי. וכן, היה איש שרואה את הכנן הישראלי לו בגר הנאודי, ועודים מסתוק דאילה פה, מצרים, בגר הנאות, עלינו אילו זה כובד במצרים. עודים פה רשמו עבור מצרים. אבל היה סלוי לבאילו שלוש ימים, with the group which accompanied the Jacob. I mean, we belong to the Beis Yeshi, Beis Yake. Because you have it, you have it. But he was one of the king, Ashab Shiva. Another says, but he says, he won of, out of Nan, but he did not raise the Moros Kea Machtevo. In other words, as the Zikni Mitzrayim went there, to Mitzrayim. I mean, from the border, from the border of Afaras Nan and Mitzrayim at the border. They did farewell to the Babylon and the Yosef and his brother. I mean, continued with it. They had to complete the burial. But the victim Mitzrayim, I mean, returned much earlier. By Yosef and Yosef Mitzrayim, who were a whole of all the enemies and lived there. As sorry, after cover of it. He speaks about Yosef. He gives him Mitzrayim return. So basically, there's a story of two others. One of them is of Yosef, and the Shiva Nefesh and the Shiva, the Beis Yaakov, there's a Vayas Yosef, the Shiva Shiva. Yes, Bobby, the Evil Shiva Shiva. There's another story how Yaakov, how Pharaoh sent a delegation, I mean, consisting of Mitzri, to represent him at the funeral of Rashad. There, I mean, you know, like it is still the this is etiquette. You send somebody, he comes, if you know, has paid respect, and goes back. The real Avelim, I mean, observe, I mean, a business is burial, and the real Avelim, continue until the burial is complete. This is the story. But yes, well, the angel was coming. Refers to Yosef and his brothers, and their descendants exclusively. Because the Torah, you see, speaks about Yosef, interrupts and tells us about Pharaoh, and then tells us about the mistake that the Yeshua had made, that the Mitzvah lost somebody prominent, of course, and this intensified their effort. To know in the Pesach of Jacob, because they thought it's not just individual guy, but someone great in his life. So the Tasha from Ayaz Lomelay was not coming. It's not Tasha, he goes very carefully to what he gets. You see how the Torah speaks about Jesus, breaks up the story about Jesus. And tell us about the attitude and the reaction of Yitzchak, of the Yitzchak club, Jacob's passing, and then he comes back to Yitzchak. If you read it carefully, it's not, I mean, I didn't try to force it in. You see that those are the secrets. Point out that there were two kinds of Avelim. And you understand very well that the Yitzchak, the Avelim of the Yitzchak, the Avelim of of this Yaakov was different. It was not one identical, one identical act of mourning. They differed in many regards. The mother of the Rambam, Prigeni, wrote it. Mitzvah Torah, the Shat Shah Loko, because the Gemini interpreted Rayas Lehim, the Rabbi, the Eil, or Shmisham, who refers exclusively to what? Well, she was coming in person, excuse me, to Yosef and not to the Mitzvah. Interesting is, when you speak about it, when you speak about it, interesting is something else. Why did Pharaoh actually cry and mourn so much? You see very well, as the young women of Rashadam for Roshim, that Yosef would have commanded to respect just because his father died. And apparently someone told the Rebbe of Russia to accompany Jacob and officially to express the condolences. And apparently the Tavares was well organized, the ceremonial of Tavares, which was which the mitzvah prepared for Jacob. Apparently, as the Yeshiva should make a mistake, not to understand that this is Jacob, who all the Akiva will be, they remember him. So apparently the Tavares of the mitzvah were very intense. And there was not much difference between the Avelis of Yosef and the Avelis of the stranger. But it's very difficult. Why was Paris so involved? By the way, at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah. They were yadim, my ispidu shom, my ispidu shom, my ispidu shom, my ispidu shom, my ispidu this is what we will have in mind. When you are Yeshu, you are like Nani, it's able to be an order, but you are able to come to the side. Somebody great, somebody important has died, and that's why the mitzvim are almost disturbed in the reaction to the news item. It's a sound that a great man died. So that apparently if everything would have been staged by Pharaoh, and the Nixon just comes in. Just in order, just because of etiquette, I mean, for protocol reasons, etiquette reasons, the Nixon wouldn't have been misled as to the identity of the person who died. He would have understood. The fact that the Yeshiva Oretz exchange, I mean confused, the identity of the Jew is that of him, the identity of the mystic, is apparently the mystic was sincere. Why? Why? Why was the mystic? I mean, I don't believe that in the case of Rubai, the honor they gave Yaakov, the respect they gave him, is reminiscent of a royal funeral. Of a funeral is a royal funeral. Otherwise, what was the excitement? He then is the one who actually raised this question of Isaiah. You see that the Yitzchak were involved and they realized them in the disaster of the event which happened, namely the death of Jacob. When they didn't have, there was no need for the Yitzchak to study Torah under Yaakov. They didn't miss Yaakov's prayer. So what did they miss in Yaakov? Here he knew something which is strange. It sounds strange. The mitzvah did not understand Yaakov, no doubt about it. But one thing they felt intuitively, that he's a great man. That's what they felt intuitively. Sometimes simple people, Jews, non-Jews, simple people, and they are attracted by someone whom they don't understand. Nevertheless, the attraction is so strong, they simply begin to worship the person whom they admire. And if confronted, if we should confront them with the question, so why? I would answer, I can't explain you why they were attracted by Jacob. They certainly did not abstract, they did not understand it. But sometimes it's an intuitive approach, which you cannot explain. The Mitzvah suddenly, on the day on which Yaakov died, so the Mitzvah began to realize what a great man is. They didn't know already about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise to Jacob and the Sefirah the chosen community, which is what was the found, is the founder. They need to understand all this, was too far from the Egyptian Ashkatasila, the formula. This was a pagan, this was the Egyptian formula. It was all rooted in the paganism, in all its ugly, in all its ugly reflection. But nevertheless, somehow he realized, Pharaoh and many of his advisors, that the great man is a king. And you will find it in a matter of fact. You find it in history, in Jewish history, find it very well. That a certain ruler, certain great political leader, statesman, didn't like us. That didn't mean they liked us. He didn't like us, and nevertheless, the world, I would say, not afraid, but he stood in awe for the Jews. They were not even Israel. But still, this is actually, this property is this property basically this kind of understanding without this kind of respecting it as without understanding. This is typical of the Ashkata theology. Not understand the person quite often, but respect it. Because I feel there is some intuitive action. There is greatness sometimes. And that's what happened to the Pharaoh after the death of Jacob. Of course, such understanding always comes, not always, in many cases comes, after the other person had died, after the death of the other person. As long as the person is around, you don't think of him in analytical terms. But once he's dead, you begin to ask yourself, who was it? According to Kehelet, with a Menachem Tafet, is the question, who was he? You never ask while a person is alive. Who is my neighbor? How much money is there? How about it? And so forth. The first question addressed to people about an individual comes up with that. One guy asked who was it? But usually, but there are exceptions to this rule too. And this is a typical question. And Pharaoh apparently realized the greatness of Jacob after Jacob died. And that's what Isaiah says. After Jacob's death, he realized who was the greatest. But anyway, that's why he issued an instruction that Jacob be accompanied by, be given a state funeral. Because here, we're reading the portion of Jacob's funeral, you get the impression that the villain was not Yosef and his brother, but Pharaoh and Zip and Israel. It's a strange idea. We find something else, similar to it. The Yosef addressed himself to his brother. When he was about to reveal his identity. This Vakeo Mishma Beispare, Vajita Vadova Benir. And then Pharaoh told Yosef he should send a letter to his father and brothers, they should come as soon as possible to try. And Pharaoh promises, that he will give him, he will give Jacob his household, he will give the Beit Tavor, the best of the land. Why was Paul so excited about Jacob coming to Messiah? He had to study clearing with Jacob. Why was he so excited? Then he sent Agolis, a special gift. Agolis. Agolis apparently the first ones who invented the technique of Agolis, to build Agolis to Rabbi Yitzchak. And the Agolis apparently, was the symbol of the state, symbol of the state of the Empire of Egypt. We find a similar expression in Hosea, Sus Veresh Beromayam. But Sus Veresh Beromayam?
Stop.
Because the Sus was the animal which the Mitzvah, the Egyptian, was trained for war. The Sus, for instance, the animal as the indefensible weapon, the most advanced weapon by the nuclear bomb nowadays, is the Sus Veresh, this is the animal, the Sus. The animal was trained for war, and they were like Hannibal. I mean, he had the elephant trained for war, and he almost defeated the Roman Empire. Because they were not used, the Roman soldier, no matter how good an army they were not used to fight elephants with the Roman host. They almost lost the war. Who wins the war? Who comes out happy with surprise in weaponry? The first war was won by the Allies, not by Germany, because of the tank. Germany had no tank. The tank was won by Englishmen. So there was no war. The second war was lost because of the nuclear bomb. At least this is part of Japanese history. Perhaps it would have won the war anyway, but it wouldn't break down for a couple of years. Was a surprise weapon. Now, a nuclear bomb is not a surprise weapon. Any husband and wife war with each other in the kitchen could fall with a nuclear bomb. These are bad government interested in the safety, the civil how to prevent catastrophe. You know how much of that's worse. And it's every day in the year to them. Is the one who produces and weapons, which is unknown to them, to win the war. The Romans won the war because they had what they call the news. They had in order to tear down a wall.
Battle.
I don't get it.
Battering ram.
I can't pronounce it.
Battering ram,
correct. Battering ram. That's why the wonder war is in your day in Atisora. If you read it, when you read Josephus, the battering ram actually was the weapon for which the next attempt was right. So it's quite interesting. I mean, it's just a minor of Musa, a parenthetical man. She wasn't a Tamil, she mourned the fall of the wall. I mean, in this 4 years, so how far is from the wall, the site of which the wall was, to the Bishop of Israel? How about it? Huh? 7 or 8 minutes or more. How long did it take the Jeremiah? 3 weeks. So apparently the Tether Stone was defended. It was brought. And the Mitzvah had to sacrifice. Almost an army in order to come to Yerushalayim with someone the distance of which can be covered by 6 or 7 minutes walk. When Paul speaks talking in such terms, I imagine that the Agolis was a production of Paul. Production of Egypt. Egypt, the Agolis here wenn es süß verrät davon bei Jön in Asiosia, ich kann nicht zu wohnen, weil es da gewohnt war, das süß. And also in Shmuel, when you speak about not in Shmuel, in Shefti, when you speak about Sisko, is also the Agolish in Sisko. So Pharaoh said that he will send Agolish, which was perhaps the pride of the Egyptians, as far as technology is concerned, will send Agolish to bring Jacob to the side. So apparently he said that Jacob should come with him. And interesting is something else. When Jacob, as he used to go, and he doubted the master, what did he see in the Agolis, which you could not see in the statement, in the message which Joseph sent him. What did he see in the Agolis? So Chazal has changed the Agolis, not in the Hebrew Arabic. But Pshitishal Mikro, what did he see in the Agolis? Why did Chazal change from in Agolis? Yeah, but why was it necessary? Because otherwise he didn't understand the person. Vayar es Agolis? Vatschiru achyati vadiyama. Why? If he was skeptical and didn't believe the children, what could he have done prove in which he was not told by his children? Because Jacob knew that Agolas is an Egyptian weapon, which most probably was a classified weapon. And the fact that they brought Agolas proves not only that what they say is true, that Joseph's power and might was unreal. No one else but Jason, the Prime Minister, could have gotten that policy. But actually, Joseph is a great finish, does that? Joseph was not interested in that policy. But Pharaoh was the one who suggested that. Pharaoh had unlimited respect for Jacob, and he went to get Jacob to Israel as soon as possible. That's what he told Joseph, write a letter to them, write to them and tell them that I want them to come and out, and they'll settle in the best part of Mitzrayim, the reservation is the agricultural territory of Mitzrayim, but come as soon as possible, because somehow Pharaoh was attracted by him. Pharaoh was the one who recognized the Yosef as the very talented boy as a genius. He actually has not spoken to Yosef. Yosef told him that the interpretation is seven prosperity years of prosperity and seven years of famine. But whether Yosef said just it was a guess in the part of Yosef, how he didn't investigate Yosef, interrogate Yosef, what did he mean by it, how does he know that? He was the most probably responsible king. So why did he proclaim immediately, without waiting for any discussion or debate, what to do? He declared immediately, I'm in Tzuriisha Shavuach Lekimbet. And so the Mavrech and the Tzafis Paneah, Ratakisi Yigdomino, what do you think? Apparently that Yosef's image, it was extremely irresistibly attracted to him. Pharaoh realized that he is a great man, a genius, a visionary, and he will save his life. And let us have this save his life. That's why when Jacob died, when Yaakov died, שפר השם ניצור משהו לצעד וזה זה סטייפה and the others who were to give Yaakov a safe man. Rechef, Roshi, all the kinds of weapons on him. When the Kennedy was murdered on him, he dressed all kinds of weapons. It's basically, it is important to understand if Jacob hadn't had this attractive, fascinating personality, who knows what would have happened. What Pharaoh had to do in order to prevent the Jews from departure from Israel much later. You know what all he had to do? Not to grant the permission for burial of Jacob in Canaan. So if you want to be buried here, do it. If not, you have to. And you see there Eretz Knaam apparently was very important in Jacob's plan. Because the Jacob being buried in Mitzrayim, so the whole agreement is now Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole agreement is the Almighty and the Knesset Yisraelis would have been validated in the West. Basically the Christian's grief was implemented on the same day on which Jacob was buried in Israel. You know why? Because when they always left with Eretz Yisrael, Jacob and Shiva left it. His divination of Eretz Yisrael was annulled. He chose Shaitan and he chose Shiva as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned. As long as he was living, he doesn't live anymore. Yitzhak will live there, yes, but now he's not here. Jacob lives, they live, but he'll stop, but they're dancing. But not only living, he came dead to the Eretz Yisrael. That's why the ownership of Eretz Yisrael by Jacob continues. It was not the Yaakov said, with the Rambam says, Botla Kiddush Tuptela Kiddusha, no. The Kiddush was Yaakov in Yitzrayim in Mora Samach Pira confirmed and validated the promise to Christ Jesus made by Abraham. All Pharaoh had wanted to simply to prevent Jacob's visions from becoming a reality. All he had to say is that, no, if he wants to be buried, I'll be in a state of a state, you know. If he wants to go back to it, no, so go, but don't come back. He didn't do it. Even though he was very much upset by it, embarrassed by it, Pharaoh, how do I know he was embarrassed by it? How do I know this? Even some
answer.
I saw his back. He says, hadn't it been enough,
yeah.
I wouldn't have let him go. But he said, no, I don't want to know how. But you, I don't remember, I apologize.
Yes, sir.
Allah never watched Rocha, I therefore died. He told me the following story. There was nothing new in this, but he shed the light on the story of Jacob in a most wonderful manner, beautiful manner, very strange. And a wonderful report. But we're doing dead man's worship. We actually do a traditional sin, you know. As I saw what divinely displayed out as well, all that was developed by the dead man's worship. But it's fun, but what are you doing now to spoil your path of faith? You have this base on earth, you're not right. Base on earth, no?
That is so.
It means because what he died during the independence,
he was independent.
It was not possible to send the body to us as well. So the God made that, Saul and the Son. Then when the war that we passed, so So they began to consider means to remove the body from France to try to soil. So Alam also told me that the goal called him.